You know, sometimes it's great to just talk to somebody else about your problems, right?
Well, let me tell you something, pal. I have been through extensive therapy, and I am so over that.
Okay, maybe it's not for everybody.
Welcome to the show.
It's Therapy Thursday with Ty Craig and Pastor Paul Watson. Get ready to be therapized on 92.3 The Moose.
And we are joined by Pastor Paul Watson from the Downtown Vineyard Church. And we're talking about anger, how we deal with anger, and some of the things that have come in. You know, somebody says, 0 to 100, I'm Italian, and I react. I tell Italians. People they're number one and go about my day because I have better things to do with my life.
It's so crazy how different people handle anger. We were even talking about that inside the studio, how different people handle anger. And you were saying that you can get angry and then be over it. Oh, no, Ty, you were saying you get angry and you're over it really, really fast.
I should get in trouble with that because I could walk out of the door and come back in and I'm done.
Yeah. And boy, when I'm way better now, but it's so funny. If I get angry, it will gnaw at me for days, like days upon days. Even if you think I'm good, internally, I'm still gnawing on that bone. And so I think everybody handles anger completely different. And it's crazy of how anger affects the way you handle your relationship, right? This week, my wife and I were talking about it, and we were describing our anger. And I said, I think I'm pretty mild. And she goes, you're milder. You're milder. She added an er to it. But there's these things that happen, and it's just how crazy how you handle your anger can affect your relationship. For a lot of people, that just really ruins your relationship. If you had a father or a mother who were angry growing up, it'll affect you for years upon years into your adulthood. And so how you handle your anger is important. There's a couple passages that I was thinking about this morning, and there's a famous passage that says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. It really is just talking about, hey, don't go to bed mad at each other. Like, that doesn't work very well at all. You know, and there's another, Jesus says, you can be angry, but don't sin, you know, like, and I'm like, how does that work? And so these are kind of some thoughts that have been going through my head. And so we've got a couple of rules that we practice when we're angry. Like, if you're in a relationship, you're going to get angry at the other person. When you're angry, use kind words. Like, just because you're angry doesn't mean that you're out of control. And so use kind words. And so we practice that in our relationships, that when we get angry, it's okay to be angry. Just don't be mean. Just use kind words.
Yeah, some words you can't take back.
Yeah, you can't take back. Most people will say when they're angry, not most people, but most people have at some point when they're angry said something that they just regret. And it'll take years upon years upon years to get over that. So use kind words. Work towards a solution, not towards blame. You know, that's one of the problems that happens with people that are angry is there's blame. Hey, just try to get a solution. And then the last one is sometimes it's better just to walk away. But, you know, one of the things that happened for us when we were young was I would walk away, and every time I would walk away, that would make Linnea think I was leaving, right? Because she grew up in a home that separated or that went through a divorce. And so when I would walk away, she would think that I was leaving. And so the rule now is it's okay to walk away. Just don't stay away. Just say something like, hey, I just need 5 minutes. Hey, I need 15 minutes. Don't just walk away. Hey, can I have just 5 minutes to think this through?
Yeah.
And so I think the way that you handle your anger is real important to how you handle your relationship. And so those are some thoughts.
I like that.
Yeah, as I say, you got to be careful with going to bed with that anger because it builds up. You know.
Yeah, bad dreams. You could get into a fight. You might punch somebody.
Because it still gets stored up back there somewhere. And then all of a sudden, years later, you wind up in a position where, you know, like parents get divorced after the kids leave the house, things like that.
Well, anger goes somewhere. And it either goes into a barrel and explodes, or it comes out and you have conversations and you get better from it.
I think I'm storing mine right here. As I rub my belly.
What's happening downtown?
Hey, things are great downtown. And we're saying, hey, if you're looking for a good church, hopefully we are one. And we'd love for you to come check us out. But there's a lot of good churches in this valley. We have things for kids. We have things for families. We have things for singles. Just if you're we have a lot of things that happen downtown. And so we're located at 402 Grand Avenue, which is right across the street from the library. We are we do two services on Sunday, at 1 at 9 and 1 at 11. And then we also do Tuesday night classes and stuff for families and kids and stuff. And so you can find us at dtvchurch.org, or you can call us at 242-0813.
And just to kind of add to the very end of this, but we have decided we're going to do a Therapy Thursday. Just a little quick, you know, but right now you got marriage courses going on, and so we thought, why not add one right at the end?
Yeah, at the very end of that class, we're gonna add one extra week, and we're going to do Therapy Thursday live and in person.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be a good time. So, again, always a pleasure having you.
Always fun to be in here.